Welcome to Writer's Cast, a podcast about books and authors. I'm your host, David Wilk. Today I'm interviewing an author named Jennifer Estep, whose book that we're talking about today is called Spider's Bite. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm fine, David. How are you?
Good. Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
You did. I'm very, very happy.
Well, it's an unusual last name. So it's spelled E-S-T-E-P for people who may not have been able to pick that up from the way I pronounced it. This book, Spider's Bite, is actually coming out in 2010, and we're talking in 2009. So I've read an advanced copy of the book. It's a pretty action-packed, violent, and interesting fantasy, I guess. How would you categorize this book in terms of, you know, for readers who are interested in your work, or for finding new books that they want to read? What would you call this book?
I would consider it to be an urban fantasy, which, you know, is basically a fantasy book set in a more contemporary world. And with a lot of urban fantasies, you know, the main character is a woman, and, you know, it's first person told from her point of view. And she happens to be an assassin, which is the reason for the dark and gritty tone and the violence and the action.
Well, and you've given her a past life, which is kind of helps to explain who she is. She's suffered and kind of been rescued in in this urban landscape, which is pretty bleak. I think, you know, it's a, you know, pretty violent, I would say, doppelganger of our world. Takes place in what you call the kind of big urban megalopolis set in the southeast, which sort of feels like it might be Charlotte, North Carolina, or someplace like that. Is that kind of the area that you're from?
Yeah, I'm actually from Tennessee, and, you know, I've traveled all over the South, you know, places like Asheville, North Carolina, and Knoxville, and it's just kind of set in that general area.
And it's got the feel of some sort of, it's kind of violent urban underside on one side of the tracks, as it were, and then, you know, the people who are in power on the other side. So there's sort of almost like a political, socio-political background. Are you interested in politics?
In passing, I'm not as into it as a lot of people that I know. You know, I follow the news and have opinions about, you know, the various things that are going on, but I'm not a hardcore politician by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, your character is very tough. You know, she's as you said, an assassin. But you mix magic into this story, which I guess is something that you're maybe is that something that you're interested in, the whole use of magic in the story kind of gives it a turn that makes it pretty exciting, I think.
Well, you know, I mean, I've always loved reading fantasy books, and, you know, when I started out, I wanted to write fantasy books because that's what I enjoy reading, and as a writer, I really like the world-building process of doing a fantasy book, you know, coming up with the magic and the characters and the rules and how everything works. You know, that's just fun for me as a writer, and I hope that readers will respond to it.
So, and I guess, well, that sort of leads to the discussion about there is a world here that in which there will be other books for this character. I presume it's for this character. I noticed that there are two more books coming out in the series. So your character's name is Jin Blanco, and she is the main character throughout?
Yes, she is. I have, like you said, three books coming out in 2010. Spider's Bite is the first one, which will be out in February. And number two is Web of Lies, which will be out in June. And number three is Venom, and it'll be out in October next year.
Well, at least based on what I read of this, I mean, I love this book, and it's got a great, great storyline, and it's pretty, you know, gets you going right away, which is what I think a good action adventure novel should do. And in the back of this, and I assume this is true for all of the published copies, this was an advanced reader's copy, but there was a selection from the next book printed in the back of this book. Will that, you know, so people get a chance to see a little taste of what's to come. And I thought that was pretty effective. Because when you get interested in a character in a series like this, you want to, you know, you want the next book. You're kind of ready to consume the next story because you really like the character.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad that, you know, I do have the three titles coming out in next year, because if people like the first book, then they don't have to wait so long to read the other two. And also, one thing that I'm kind of doing in between to, you know, whet readers' appetites is I'm going to be doing a series of short stories that I'm going to post for free on my website, kind of that bridge the gap between all of the books. And, of course, readers can read the first chapter excerpts on my website, too.
Right. I noticed that you have a pretty active and full website in case people are interested. It's your name, JenniferSEstep.com. And I think it's a good idea for authors to engage readers online with their websites, but you know, many writers don't either have the time or the desire or the ability to kind of socialize with their readers, which it looks like you're interested in doing.
I am. You know, I do have a lot of extra stuff on the website. You know, like a list of characters from the books, and you know, explaining some of the magic in the world, and a tour of my, you know, fictional city. And again, you know, those are just little extras that I put out there for readers, and they're also fun for me to do as a writer. So, you know, I think it's win-win for both of us.
Well, I noticed, you know, one of the things that caught my attention, the Jin's hangout, essentially, is this barbecue restaurant. And her, I guess, I, you know, we could talk a little bit about the story. I don't want to give away too much for readers, but she has this older guy who rescued her and becomes her, as you call him, a handler. He sets her up with jobs for the assassination work that she does to make her living. But the front for them is this Southern barbecue restaurant where he's got secret sauce. So naturally, I wondered if you were going to put the secret sauce recipe on the website.
You know, the secret sauce is something that I kind of made up in my head, and I haven't exactly had a chance to taste test the recipe just yet.
I think you better, because you gave away what's in the secret sauce, so people are going to want to know. Does that mean that you are a barbecue fan?
Oh, I'm a huge barbecue fan. You know, I live in Tennessee, and I'm a Southern girl, and, you know, you can't live in the South without growing up with barbecue. And, you know, I wanted to do kind of a Southern world, and, you know, what's more Southern than barbecue? I really can't think of anything else. But
that's, it maybe is the fifth elemental. When you've got fire, air, water, and earth, then I think barbecue is the fifth.
Yeah, barbecue could definitely be the fifth.
I lived in North Carolina and South Carolina for a while, and I became a big fan of Southeastern barbecue, which is different for people who are, you know, maybe people don't realize, but the barbecue in the Carolinas and Tennessee is completely different from the barbecue in Texas or Kansas City.
Yeah, and even, you know, it's even different between the Carolinas and Tennessee. I mean, each region has their own little thing that they do with the sauce or the meat or whatever it is.
That's true. There's a certain, there's considerable variation between Carolinas and Tennessee, although there's more, I think there's a connection, you know, kind of a bigger connection between the Carolinas and Tennessee than there is, say, between Texas and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, didn't mean to go off on the on the food track, although, you know, you kind of you leave it there. You know, that's part of the ethos of the city that you've built or the world that you've built for your characters. What I guess, you know, one question is, what got you interested in creating this world and this particular character? I mean, she's a pretty... she's got endearing qualities that I really, you know, I see her as a human being, but she is very, you know, that by nature she's an assassin, and as you paint her, a kind of a spider-like person with lots of patience and complete willingness to kill without any regret, which, you know, it's a tough thing to imagine, I think. So kind of how does she fit into your imagination?
Well, you know, when I was first starting out, I think like most writers who love fantasy books, I wrote a couple of really crappy epic fantasy novels, you know, kind of very Tolkien-esque in nature. And in one of them, I had an assassin character, and, you know, she was the secondary character, basically the heroine's sidekick. And I realized at one point that she was more interesting than my heroine was. So, you know, from that point on, I wanted to write an assassin book because, you know, she was the more interesting character, and I think that assassins in general are really interesting characters just because of the moral questions that they raise, you know, like, do some people deserve to die, or is it ever okay to kill somebody for money, and that sort of thing. And coming up with Jen, you know, I also wanted to write a really strong female character, and make her an assassin, you know, I had to make her willing to do the things that an assassin would do. And, you know, I just sat down and I did several different versions of the story, you know. I tried to do it as an epic fantasy a couple of times, and that really just didn't work out. And then, you know, one day I just thought, well, what if I put her in this more contemporary world, you know, with the southern setting, and, you know, put all the elements in place around her, and that was just when it really gelled for me, and that's where Spider's Bite came from.
So when you started, I mean, when you were doing this, did you have in your mind subsequent stories, or did that come after you finished writing the first book?
As I go along, you know, writing the first book, I was thinking, okay, now, I'm always thinking about a series, and she was such a strong character, you know, that she was just begging to have her own series. So as I was writing the first book, I was thinking about the subsequent books and the story arcs and thinking, okay, where can I take this character in the next story? And, you know, how can I make it even bigger and better and grittier than the first book?
Well, it seems to, you know, it's definitely a world that has a lot of richness to it. I was just thinking about the, you know, the ways that you've mixed in magic with other kind of traditional elements of the violence that goes into a story like this with, you know, guns and knives. You've also added magic and the power of each of the different types of elementals to battle or, you know, cause harm or protect themselves from others. So you've got a lot of, you know, kind of added another layer of interest to how they can, you know, how they can operate together. So I think you've got a pretty rich world to work in. Do you have more beyond the three that you've done so far?
I want to write at least 5 books in the series. That would sort of let me finish out one of the main story arcs with Jen and, you know, why she is the way that she is, and take care of the big bad guy in the series.
And there is a really big bad guy. I think I got the idea in the first story that, you know, there was definitely more to come with her. That's not unfinished business.
No,
and
not
then,
at all.
And then you kind of left us. Well, there. I don't want to give it away, but there is a surprise at the end of this book, which gives her another place to go,
mm-hmm.
In terms of her family. So, you know, there is a lot to be done here, sounds like.
Well, you know, I hope so. You know, with doing a story and the world building, you know, as a reader myself, I always like the little touches that authors put in. And, you know, I try to do that sort of thing in my own world and make it really rich and complex and layered, so, you know, that there's a little something in there that everybody can appreciate. So I hope I've done that with Spider's Bite. We'll see.
I think it was, you know, for me, my first choice of reading is not always fantasy or science fiction or adventure. I like them, and I like reading them sometimes, but, you know, sometimes they're just not engaging, or they you know, they don't have the richness that you want. And I think you did have that. So, you know, I give you a compliment for creating a pretty engaging story. And I like it that you have a strong woman character. In fact, many strong women characters in the book. It's not, you know, some of your villains are women. So, you know, it's a pretty interesting difference from a lot of stories that I've read. And, you know, the sex is good, and I think it fits in to the story. It's not, you know, kind of thrown in there just to entertain you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a part of the story, part of the flow of the book. So I guess I wanted to ask you a little bit, because you've sort of talked a little bit about your interest in fantasy, and you've written three other books, so I know you're prolific.
Mm-hmm.
What got you started writing? You know, obviously, you know, it sounds like it was because you were a reader, but what was the process? You know, how did you, have you always been a writer? Have you always wanted to be a writer? Did you go to school to learn writing? How did you progress as a writer?
Well, like you said, you know, I had always been a reader. You know, one thing that I talk about a lot is my mom would take me to the library every Saturday, you know, and we would get new books for the week. And that was really, you know, what got me hooked on reading and how I fell in love with books and that whole thing. And I had never really thought about being a writer so much in school until, you know, probably high school. And I wrote, you know, a couple of short stories for classes and things like that. And that's when I thought about, you know, maybe I could write a book one day. And, you know, it sort of took off from there. In college, I majored in English and journalism, you know, both majors that you have to write a lot in. And, you know, I just kept working and writing books. And like I said, I wrote a couple of pretty bad fantasy books there at the start, but I learned from each one of them and just kept going and, you know, kept learning and growing as a writer. And finally, I believe it was the seventh book that I wrote that sold, and it was called Karma Girl, and that was part of the other series that you mentioned. It's called the Big Time series, and those are paranormal romances basically set in a kind of a campy comic book superhero world, kind of like the old Wonder Woman show with Linda Carter or Batman with Adam West, and three of those are out right now from Berkeley.
Yeah, they look pretty interesting. I must say, the covers are kind of weird, but I like your titles, and I love the idea of, you know, the kind of paranormal and with a little bit of tongue in cheek campiness. I think that's really, you know, that's fun, and you know, I think I'd category, you know, you definitely enjoy reading your books. They're fun.
Yeah, you know, that's one of my main goals, I would say, as a writer and even as a reader too. You know, I had to read a lot of the old classics, as they say, for English classes in college. And, you know, I just didn't really enjoy a lot of them because they're not that much fun. You know, people die or this happens or that happens or whatever. And, you know, when I write and when I read books, I want to be entertained. You know, I want a good story with action and adventure and danger and romance and, you know, the kitchen sink thrown in there too. And that's kind of what I want to accomplish as a writer. You know, I'm not trying to write the great next American novel. I just want to write something that's fun.
Well,
yeah.
I think you've succeeded. And I think Spider's Bite is a book I would recommend to anybody who wants to read a fun, interesting story. You got to accept, you know, that there's a lot of violence and there is some sex in the book. But, you know, for people who are looking for a good story, I don't think you could go wrong with Spider's Bite by Jennifer Estep. And Jennifer, thank you so much for talking to me today. This is Writer's Cast. I'm David Wilk, your host. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Take care.